You're now listening to the Talking Pictures Podcast, broadcasting from sunny Orange County, California. Filmmaker, journalist, and film historian, Paul Booth.
Aloha. Welcome to Talking Pictures. It is Thursday afternoon. Surprised I know what day it is. Certainly don't know what date it is. Everyone out there, I hope you are doing your best to enjoy these times that we're in. But I'm going to hit you all with positive stuff. I'm going to give you a couple movie reviews of what's on Netflix. Now, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to spin the wheel like a Vegas slot machine. And where it lands is what I review. So we're going to hopefully we'll get some great options here and we'll just have some fun. This is going to be a quick show. So just know I'm throwing some stuff at you. So heck, hopefully something comes up that you haven't seen so we can continue to enjoy, experience, and of course, examine the movies of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I'm in a great mood. I'm watching Waco on Netflix, and I'm watching some screeners, and I'm enjoying Generation Kill on Prime. But anyways, here we go. What is the first spin of the wheel? Here we go. Let's see where it stops. What's Eating Gilbert Grape? All right, perfect film. Leonardo DiCaprio, 18 years old. Third or fourth film that is known as in his filmography after This Boy's Life, Basketball Diary, What's Eating Gilbert Grape. You guys got to see this. Totally underrated. Johnny Depp, DiCaprio's first Oscar nomination. Wow. Gilbert plays this guy who's kind of stuck in the farm life. Leo plays Arnie Grape, has some learning disabilities. And this is just a beautiful film. It's about small town life, small family life. There's some really great poignant scenes in here. So wonderful cinematography, great direction from Lasse Hallström. Best known, I think, to American audiences for Cider House Rules. But this is a really great, it's hard to talk about anything but Leo's performance because this is where he grabbed the world and it was like Leo. Now, I remember I saw this in high school at a girlfriend's house. Never thought if you told me in 25 years we'd see The Departed and Blood Diamond and Inception and The Revenant and Wolf of Wall Street. So it's really cool. This is like watching the popcorn kernel eating a really great bowl of popcorn and you look down and there's that little seed. That's what's What Eating Gilbert Grape is. Right here under independent movies, you will find Young Adult with Charlize Theron, directed by Jason Reitman. Written by Oscar winner Diablo Cody, who wrote Juno. And of course, Jason Reitman directed Juno. And Up in the Air is where some of you might know him from. Thank You for Smoking. But Young Adult, this is a great movie because I love, women have told me how great this is and a very specific portrayal. And it's directed by Jason Reitman. So it really shows that we can kind of transcend the roles or labels. Charlize Theron, there was talk of an Oscar nomination and then it just kind of fizzled out. I'm not going to take the time to look up if she had a Globe nod, but she just plays Mavis and it's just this wonderfully flawed character. Charlize, such a nuanced actress. This one's funny. What's Eating Gilbert Grape? More on the emotional side, but Young Adult, I could recommend as a date night movie. I'm going to give you guys one more, since we landed on a comedy and a drama. And again, What's Eating Gilbert Grape and Young Adult. There you get your Jason Reitman and Lasse Hallström. Couldn't be two different directors. And where does the stuff land? Well, that's too cliche. I'm going to give it one more turn. All right, The Social Network. We're on The Social Network every day. This is a fictionalized, based on a few different books version. The Social Network is obviously about the creator of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, played by Jesse Eisenberg. Wonderful performances by Andrew Garfield, Justin Timberlake, and one of his best. I think he's a better actor than musician. Well, actually, pop musician. He's a fantastic musician from Memphis. Social Network, to a lot of you, you're going to say, oh, of course I've seen that. But believe it or not, we're now 10 years out on that one, to where there's probably people that haven't seen it. And it is such a great movie, directed by David Fincher, screenplay by Aaron Sorkin, produced by sorry, wonderful producer, great eyes and ears for material, but we can't say his name. And anyways, so The Social Network, excellent, excellent film, unique screenplay structure that is new to cinema. Sorkin also wrote Steve Jobs, Moneyball, and Molly's Game, which has been a huge Netflix hit I've heard lately. I've never heard more people tell me about Moneyball than or Molly's Game, other than it coming to Netflix lately. So there you go. You got three choices: young adult, The Social Network, and my gosh, I Could Be a Forgetful Person. And so what's eating Gilbert Grape? Man, I must be excited if I'm forgetting what I recommended. So jump in there. You got three different films, three different decades, years, whatever you want to call it. Enjoy yourself. Have fun. Soak in the movies right now. Now more than ever. Bye-bye. I don't have time to watch that or know about it. We are in a peak time to watch movies and discuss them. So with that, you know the deal. Whether it's morning, afternoon, or night, or whatever other time of crazy day it is now, because now days just run into each other, make sure and watch a good movie. Actually, I'm going to change that right now. Make sure and watch two good movies. All right. Aloha.
Thank you for listening to the Talking Pictures Podcast, real conversation and movie-induced inspiration.